with. Great song to start with. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. And Sister Jess, it's good to see you. Lead us in a word of prayer, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank this day. Thank you for all the wonderful blessings you've given us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for not turning us one more time to be among your people, Lord. Just be with the preacher as he brings the message, Lord. Be with the singing service, Lord, as we go throughout the rest of the service, Lord.
Amen. Y'all can be seated. Look the next song on the next page there. Look to page 47. Footprints of Jesus. Let's sing that one. Does anybody have a word of testimony? I'm just up here leading songs and not giving you an opportunity if you have anything to. I'm just going with it. So, anybody have a word you'd like to share before we sing another song? Mind the Lord this morning.
Today's Maggie's birthday.
You know what? Today is your birthday. We're going to all stand and we're going to sing happy birthday to you right now. You know, matter of fact, Vanessa's birthday was the 2nd.
That ain't got nothing to do with
today. That ain't got nothing to do with today. I just gonna tell you, today's her birthday. And Belinda's. Oh, Belinda's is the 13th.
Yeah,
we got a bunch of birthdays.
About 3 weeks ago.
And Chris is 3 weeks ago. But you know, Chris is 65 years old.
Wow.
But you know he's fixing retire, huh? Okay, let me say it a better way. Chris is 65 years old. I did say it kind of sad. Chris is 65. You don't look at your brother. You don't look. Well, anyway, let's sing happy birthday to Maggie. Here we go.
Chris.
What's that?
Chris is this month.
Oh, we got a whole bunch of birthdays this month. Whole bunch of them. Happy birthday. Here we go. Happy birthday. Y'all be safe. And all the ones that's having a birthday this month, happy birthday.
Yeah.
I got one coming up in July. July, so I'll just give you a little heads up right there. I thank Brother Michael for leading the music last Sunday as I was away. And I told the ones earlier that I went and sang with the Commodores. Some of y'all may have knew that or didn't know that, but that was a very interesting time. And I enjoyed it a lot. It was a great singing, but I'm not going to do that no more. I'm not going to do that no more because I want to be here at church. I love being here at the church. And this is just a place I just get filled with the Holy Spirit and filled with the Lord. But does anybody have a word of testimony
I'm
like this?
I'm just thankful to have another day. My birthday is back in February. God has blessed me another day here.
Amen. Good to see you this morning, too.
That song, Lovely is My Faith. And that's what I'm doing. Even daily, I faith that my faith is strong. It's from my trials right now. I've been real heady. My faith is strong. My God is bigger.
Amen.
And that song, that sounded like something that would be marching around the throne, singing to our Father. That was just heavenly sounds.
Amen. Yes.
Sounds like we need a shouting song.
Yeah, we need a shouting song this morning, brother.
What a meeting in there, brother.
What a meeting in there. Let's do that one right there. Amen. What page is it?
It's quartet.
Hey, get Vanessa and Roy, y'all come up here and help on this stuff right here.
Everybody
sing this one right here. What a meeting in there.
Brother Wade Hall, everybody get ready. I just want to say that. It's worth a trip here just to see these little guys' faces as they were smiling, going around.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
And I look at little folks doing things like that. It's just their first steps into leadership in the church, really.
Amen. Let's see. Pam, you sing this one here. I'll let Pam come
and we'll reach there.
close that part. Did y'all know where I was at?
No.
I was with you. Hey, I was with you. Thank y'all so much. Does anybody have a word of testimony you'd like to share?
Mine, Lord, this morning.
Well, let's just do 116 since we're getting warmed up.
Warmed up on 116, okay. 116. Getting ready to leave this world. Tell you what, one of the just stand up and sing this song. Getting ready to leave this world.
Thank you.
I had to learn that song right there real quick. Good song. Anyone else have a word or a song you like to sing before Brother Steve comes up? Are you glad to be here this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's good to be here this morning. Well, Brother Steve, we'll turn it over to you now. Brother, thank y'all so much for the great singing this morning. Great singing.
And good playing, too. Good job.
Good singing.
Psalm, a new name written down in glory. I still believe that the angels rejoice in heaven every time that a soul gets saved.
Amen.
I believe they do. It may not make news on Wall Street or Times Square, but I guarantee it makes news in heaven.
Amen.
It does. And boy, I'm thrilled with that. And if your name's not written there, boy, I'd love for you to get it written there. And you can today. And if you're saved, I'm glad you're saved today. I hope that you can feel the joy of the Lord down deep in your heart that only He can give. And I'll be reading out of 1 Corinthians, or 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, 2 Corinthians, the first chapter. And man, it's good to see each one of you here today. All our visitors, we appreciate you being here and taking part with us. I want to say this. Right before our service started today, I overheard a few of the ladies talking about something about getting up a ladies' trip. And I just kind of overheard it. Sometimes I open my mouth when I ought not, but I said, that would be good. I said, and Belinda could go and she could have a vacation and I wouldn't have to go. And little did I know she was standing right there. And she gave me a look and she took it out of context. I didn't mean it like that. I meant that she could be doing something she enjoyed and I wouldn't be bothering her. But anyhow, y'all pray for us that we'll have a good trip home. And, you've been there, had you, Brother Chris?
I didn't even hear you, so I'm somebody else.
You mean you didn't hear me? I wouldn't have brought it up if you didn't hear me. Boy, I love each one of you today, and I'm thankful for what I've been able to feel down in my heart. And Sunday school was just... it wouldn't have bothered me if we'd have just Sunday school the rest of the day. It was, and I believe that we were being fed this morning. I really do, and it's I could just almost, as we brother Michael had given us the illustration, the pictures of the place where supposedly the Sermon on the Mount took place, and just looking at that and thinking about what took place there, just. It still gives me chills today. And but I'm glad that because of that Sermon on the Mount and because I accepted Jesus into my heart, that He can speak to me and He can speak to you. And that just goes beyond my understanding. But over in 2 Corinthians, and I'm going to skip around just a little bit in this first chapter of 2 Corinthians, and you just bear with me, and we'll try to get the thought across that the Lord give us. He said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy our brother, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints which are in Achaia. Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, Blessed to God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. You know, it's hard to comfort somebody if we're not comforted ourselves, isn't it? it's hard to get excited about Jesus if we're not, to try to get somebody else excited about Jesus if we're not on cloud nine about him ourselves, isn't it? I've tried to preach a lot of times when I wasn't as excited about preaching as I ought to be, and it showed. I've heard people try to be a help to somebody else when they really weren't excited about what was in their heart and they wasn't much help to that person. But Paul here is talking about comforting others with the comfort that he had from God.
Amen.
Let me read just a little bit, a few other verses here. And he said in the 11th verse, he said, "Ye also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf." In the last verse of the first chapter, he says, not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy, for by faith you stand. And if God give us a thought this morning, it'd simply be this: sharing the joy. And I want you to meditate on that thought for just a minute and think about what the apostle wrote here in this letter to the church at Corinth. He said, not that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy. For by faith ye stand. I think that Paul was saying two things here. I think he was letting the church know that he had no dominion over them, and that the ministers had no dominion over the church. But he wanted them to know that they'll stand on their faith. But I believe that the Apostle Paul wanted them to know that he wanted to be a helper of their joy today. And so I thought about the importance today of sharing the joy with one another, sharing the joy that's in our heart. I tell you what, I don't come to church just to get up here and preach the gospel, but I come to church to find out what I can receive, what I can give. Somebody said, "Well, preacher, that sounds awful greedy." Well, it may be, but I come to church to receive something from the Lord. Amen. And I'm glad to report to you this morning that I've already been blessed for being here today, because the church, I feel like, is minded. The Lord, you've shared your joy with me. And boy, that's helped me today. And I believe that the Apostle Paul here was stressing that he wanted to share the joy. Somebody said, "How in the world could a man like Paul, under all the tribulations and trouble that he was under, how in the world could he comfort anybody, or how could he share his joy with anybody?" I'm going to tell you what, Paul was close enough to the Lord that no matter what happened to him, he knew how to be amazed. Amen. He knew how to suffer loss. And he stood firm with the Lord. I appreciate something that I've learned here at Liberty Hill that I never thought a lot about until one day somebody mentioned it. I don't know whether it was in a preaching or a teaching or a testifying, but somebody talked about the difference between joy and happiness. And for a long time, I thought that was the same thing. But I'm glad today that joy is not dictated by what's going on around me today. Happiness may be, but joy today, the world has no dictation over that in my life. That joy comes from the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Boy, I tell you what, the Apostle Paul, and I tell you, Paul was just like a lot of us today. He would write things inspired by God, and then I know that afterwards, a lot of times, the devil tortured him about that,
and he probably told them, said, the people didn't like what you said, or you didn't word it just right. You probably offended somebody, just like I may have done Belinda a little while ago. May have said it the wrong way. But I thought about this, amen, that Paul wanted to make sure, amen, that this church at Corinth, and not only there at Corinth, but all the churches around, he wanted them to understand that he wanted to share the joy of the Lord with them, amen.
Amen.
And I believe he was encouraging them to share their joy with others. Amen.
Amen.
Boy, I tell you today, boy, have you ever just been out in public, maybe pumping gas or just something, and somebody that you don't know from Adam's house cat, the joy is just kind of flowing off of them. They can't help but get it spilling over on you. Amen. And you don't have to ask them. You don't have to ask them if they just won a lottery or something. It's the joy of the Lord coming off. There's a different kind of joy, amen, from just happiness or worldly excitement today. There's a different kind of joy that comes, Brother Michael, from the Lord. Amen. And it's hard to describe it to folks that don't know the Lord. You that's been saved, you know what I'm talking about today. Amen. Sharing the joy of the Lord. Boy, I tell you, we ought to be sharing it with everybody around us. Amen. A lot of times it's easy over here at the house of God, amen, to get excited about Jesus. But sometimes it's carnally. It's not that easy out in the world, amen. And sometimes we let our tempers, or we let our natural feelings come out, amen. And we could even be a discouragement to somebody. But I'm gonna tell you what today. When you get full of the Holy Ghost and you get pulled up close to Jesus, amen, it can't help but run off on somebody else, amen.
Amen.
Boy, I used to, when I was studying, being revived or something, I was studying, and somebody would go bothering me about some fleshly thing, you know. And you know how it is. You're trying to study and get your mind where God wants you to be, and seem like the world's just trying to get your mind on everything else. Amen. And I'd get all upset about it, and I'd think, boy, if they had to get behind the book, boy, they wouldn't be bothering me like they're bothering me right now. But I tell you what, Brother Michael Oden, the Lord's just helped me to learn to deal with that. Amen. He's filled me with joy. He's filled me with peace. Amen. And if I can't overlook that, I need to be an altar. Amen. Amen. Boy, I'm excited about Jesus today, and I want to share his joy with other folks today. I want some folks to be able to see that I've got Jesus in my heart. A lot of times I tell y'all about personal experiences a lot of times, and something about preaching that it seems like you drag out everything out of your closet. I don't know. But I was going through a time in the 90s where I was under a lot of stress and a lot of burden, and it was right before Austin was born, and I was driving to Center Point every day to work, and things were just really hectic, and I got to where I just wasn't trusting in the Lord like I needed to. Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
I just wasn't taking my problems to him like I needed to, and I got behind the car going down 75 highway, and I was going down through there, and it had a bumper sticker on the back, and it said, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." I got to looking at that, and I thought, well, that person's happy. They put a bumper sticker on the car, said they was. They got joy down in their heart. And I thought, well, I've got the same Lord they got. Why ain't I got joy done in my heart. Amen. And when God said, if you'll put your faith and trust in me and quit trying to work out all your problems by yourself, amen, and put your trust and believe that I'll help you, then you can have the joy of the Lord in your heart, and it can be your strength today. Amen. Amen. Tell you who it was. It was Brother Thomas over at New Emmaus. That's who it was. I found out later because I seen his church in his car in the church parking lot. I said, that's the bumper sticker that I seen going down 75 that thrilled me. Amen. Sharing the joy of the Lord. Nobody wants to be around a deadbeat, do they?
No.
It's discouraging. It's discouraging. Paul was... you may disagree with me, but I feel like that Paul, the devil bothered him just like he does everybody else. And in that first letter that he wrote to the church at Corinth, and he explained to them about his bonds and his imprisonment, I believe that in his second letter, I believe that he thought, I wonder if I discouraged them by telling them all that. You reckon that he might have thought that? I wonder if I discouraged them by telling them about my bonds. And even though he knew that this was all the plan of God, and this was all for the joy of the Lord and for goodness. But I can't help but think that maybe he said, did they take that the wrong way? Listen to what he says in the next chapter. And I wrote this same unto you, lest when I come, I should have sorrow from them of whom I ought to rejoice, having confidence in you all that my joy is the joy of you all. He said, for out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote unto you, with many tears, not that ye should be grieved, but that ye might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you. Amen. Boy, I tell you, have you ever been around, and some folks will tell you, they'll tell you about their troubles, you know, and as a preacher, a lot of times you want to listen and understand where they're coming from. And a lot of people will say, they'll tell me, and then when they get done, they'll say, oh, I didn't mean to trouble you at all. That ain't your problem. But I want it to be. If I love, I may get them wrong. You maybe say, I have enough problems, preacher. I don't need nobody else. I don't either. But if I love you, I'll take your problems and I'll pray that God will help with them. And I know that he will. But what I really want to do is I want to share the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
Because he is our strength today. He's everything. He's everything to me. Why, we wouldn't be bashful about telling somebody about something that really works, that you could buy that really works. We wouldn't be bashful about that. If we knew a brand of anything that does what it says it'll do, why we'd be calling folks saying, if you're going to need to buy something, buy this one because it works. I want to be like that about Jesus. Amen. You ain't got to buy him. He ain't for sale. He paid the cost for you and I today that you and I might have joy down in our hearts. Read a verse or two out of 1 John. And as I was studying this, I liked how the Thompson chain referred to the Apostle John. And this is what they said. He learned the lesson of love in the school of Christ. That's what it said. And this is what John said. And these things write we unto you that your joy may be full. I'm not writing it to you to discourage you. I'm not writing it to you to make you mad. But I'm writing it that your joy might be full. Amen. The whole Word of God is for our encouragement. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You want discouragement today? Turn on Fox or CNN or CBS.
Amen. That's
right. You get all the discouragement you want. And don't take me wrong, we need to be informed about world affairs. We do. Don't be ignorant to world affairs. But if you get enough dose of that, you'll get so discouraged and down and out. I was at the parts store the other day, had a man there, and he was just so down and out and discouraged about the state of our country. I'm not real excited about it either. But I'll tell you this, that's not going to dictate my joy. So I want to encourage you today. Discouragement is out there everywhere. You don't have to dig far to find it. But joy and peace come from the Lord. And He is the only one that has authority to give that today. So I believe today that if we'll share that joy that God has given us. Have you ever heard somebody say when they got saved, they said, next thing I wanted was see somebody else saved. They did. They wanted somebody else to experience what they felt down in their heart. And it's hard to tell somebody about it if they've never experienced it. But when folks get up here and sing and testify, I get joy out of it because I've experienced it. I know, Sister Pam, where they're coming from. Amen. John went on to say, having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face that our joy may be full. Sounded to me like he wanted to be around God's people, didn't he? Amen. Something about being around the church today, being around God's people, the joy just spills over. And that's the way it ought to be. That's the way it ought to be. God forgive us. God forgive us. If we are ever in a state where we're all just down and out or discouraged. And there's going to be times that each and every one of us are going to be. We're going to be. It's natural. We're in the flesh. But aren't you glad, Roger, when we come over here to the house of God, that everybody ain't? Well, I sat down over there before, and I hadn't been at the top of my game. I hadn't, amen. And because Brother Wayne got up and led the right song, because somebody got up and gave a testimony, they shared the joy of the Lord with me. And because they did, that joy came in. And it cheered me up. It cheered me up.
Bless you.
You know, when somebody is going through a loss, Sister Liz has just gone through a loss, the church has gone through a loss, we can say everything in the world to try to cheer folks up. We can say it's going to get better. Be better with time. It'll all work out. I don't know. I've never been there, so I don't know. But I do know this, that I can share, is the joy of the Lord will help you.
Amen.
Amen. I'm fixing to close her down. I want you to go get us a song. This morning, on the fellowship hour on the radio broadcast, the one that each church and association has each Sunday, this morning it was Roswell Crew, Brother David Harper, the pastor. And a lot of times I don't get to listen to it like I want to, because a lot of times I'm trying to study, and sometimes if I'm listening to somebody else preach and I'm trying to study, sometimes I get kind of, my mind gets kind of messed up. But this morning, I felt led to turn it on. I turned it on. They said, Brother Sammy Blakely said, the church here with us this morning is Roswell Creek, and if you pray for them, and they're under pastor, Brother David Harper. And they got to singing, and I could hear Sister Ruth Pepper just shouting her lungs out in the background. And she's a shouter. Hey, you could hear that. She wasn't close to a microphone, and you could hear that. Woo, thank you, Lord! And boy, I got to thinking about sharing the joy, and I thought, Lord, while we're trying to study this, you got somebody sharing the joy with me. Amen. I said, if nobody else is getting anything out of this, boy, my cup's overflowing. And I'm going to call Sister Ruth tonight. I'm going to tell her. See, it's important for us to share what God gives us. Somebody said, preacher, the shouting days are just about gone, ain't they? Just about gone. And I'll have to agree with you. You don't hear it a whole lot no more. And a shout ain't a shout if you just get up and make noise. It ain't got nothing to that. But Maggie, we're going to sing the ladies. A lot of them dead now. Ruby Jo Williams, Sister Strasser. Boy, you just never knew when the Spirit was going to get there. But boy, you knew it when it got there. Amen. They were sharing the joy. The joy was bubbling so much inside them that it caused them just to shout. Just caused them to shout. Are you as excited today about what God's done for you?
Think about it.
As they were about shouting about it.
God.
Do you know that at Liberty Hill you don't have to have an appointment to give a testimony? You know that? You do not have to come to the deacons or to come to me or anybody else and say, I need about 4 or 5 minutes to give my testimony today. When we come here to the church, we're open to mind God and to do whatever He leads us to do. Now, I realize if you was in a church with 1,000 people, you might have to make an appointment to do it, but there's not that many here, so we can do it. And whenever God bubbles up in you, and the devil says, don't do it. You're just going to make a mess. You're going to hinder the service. You're going to kill the Spirit. He'll tell you everything under the sun to keep you from sharing the joy that's in your heart. But if you'll just say, get behind me, Satan, this is too much for me. I've got to share it. I've got to share it with somebody. And if you'll do that, not only will the church get a blessing, not only can it set a service on fire, you've seen it, preacher, he can set a service on fire, but you yourself will have the joy of sharing it with somebody else. Come get us a song. I'm done. Amen. Everybody stand, if you will.
167.
I am glad His grace is so abundant, it's my
peace, or no God, no peace. And now, then I think we'll write out K-O-W, no God, no peace. If you don't know Him today, you don't know what joy is. My life, you don't know what I have to do, or whether I've done what I've done. In that first letter, if I made you think I was complaining, I wasn't. This is all happening for your good, my good, for the salvation of God. It's all for a purpose. Amen. Sing one more verse. This old boy's going to be quiet.